we were here, like, I don't know if we played here in 1975 or whenever. We, 76, well, it's close. We're almost the same. Anyway, that song was really written after being here in Los Angeles and has a certain spirit, so nice to sing it back here. Where a women love mother, a thank my mother for having me.
Thank you.
you. So, well, happy Groundhog's Day. So, of course, since it's Groundhog's Day, we have to dedicate a portion of this evening to Bill Murray. But not this portion, because this portion is dedicated to the phone police, what is it? Oh, the police call booth of, no, it's called, just bear with me. I'm on intense sinus medication. It's the, what was it? The McKenzie or something? The McKenzie, I think it's McKenzie. Is it the McKenzie? The McKenzie Trench Police Call Box. And as you know, or you don't know, because I see you're completely unimpressed, this is the secret model of the Tarsus. And look, you're so excited over that. Sorry. Anyway, I'm just lengthening this so all the fellas can zip up their flies. And to make a short story much longer, it was like New Year's Eve, and I started watching this Doctor Who marathon, and I have to say, I don't know anything about Doctor Who. I don't really like it. I never watched it. In fact, I thought it was really stupid. And but then I was changing the channels, and I saw there was a marathon, and on them this Doctor Who, like, I guess there's a bunch of Doctor Whos, but this Doctor Who was David Tennant. So I should have said this much more concise, but as I said, I'm like really stoned out on sinus medicine, which might mean that certain times of the night it'll be terminal. In any event, this song is dedicated not to the other guy's call box, only to David Tennant's call box. So those other Doctor Whos need not apply. It's all for David Tennant.
When will you be landing?
Scottish accent. And the way your mouth hangs open like this. Dave, come and get me. Up, down in that blue police call box. And I will go anywhere through the stratosphere with you, Dave. With your distant, distant fingers. Just like a baby, I feel much better. This is a little song for Amy Winehouse.
Turned into wine. This is the wine.
Is everything all right over in that area? All right, well, don't bug me unless you have David Tennant's phone number. That's Detroit's. I'm an equal opportunity person, so we did our girl song, and now we will do a little boy song. So this song's really for my grandson, and well, you try to have a grandson. It's not so easy. I look forward for years when I would have a grandchild so the people would just go wild. Just wasting time. But actually, let's give Bill Murray a nice thought, because it's Groundhog's Day, and he was certainly a boy, and he still is a boy, and that's why we love him. Close your eyes. Have you feared the monster's gone? He's on the run, and your daddy's near.
are you going to sleep? Say a little prayer every day and every way. It's getting better and better. Beautiful, 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 beautiful born. Beautiful, 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 beautiful born. Darling, 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 darling. Frederick. Thank you. John Lennon. When we do this song, we think of all the people that we have loved and lost, some whom we know intimately, some whom we admire, and our animals, our cats, our dogs, our beloved pony, whatever we love. But it's not a song about death. It's a song about life, because it is in the memory of the living that all of our loved ones that have departed live. So think about them, but be happy we're alive. Thank you. You're awesome. But I just wanted to mention, yeah, I'm having sinus problems, but I'm not really drugged up on sinus medicine because the Roxy does testing. So I'm clean. There's only a little anti-cholesterol herbal medicine. Anyway, I wanted to introduce my band. Jack Petruselli on guitar. Tony Shanahan on bass. J.D. Daugherty on drums. And Lenny Kay.
Thank you so much. Beautiful to be playing on the Sunset Strip. If I could close my eyes, I can imagine it's 1966. And I'm walking down, and I got on a paisley shirt and some striped bell bottoms. And I got trip glasses on. In fact, I may even be tripping. And while I'm tripping, I'm imagining it's 2015, almost a half a century later. And I'm on that stage because love between two people, now that's heavy. But love between five people, that's a groove. Especially if one of them is me. Thank you.
The sun will come out tomorrow. That's your bottom dollar, but tomorrow there'll be sun.
Oh,
did his tens of thousands. He rose up from a shepherd boy. He came. He was king to all people. And then the queen, Sheba, came in and spread all her wealth before him and her wisdom. The book of love, the book of life. And she saw sadly how great men fall. She looked at him and said, the inside of your temple looks just like the inside of the mind of any one man, and then he beckons his finger to me. Oh, the inside of your temple looks just like the inside of the mind of any one man, and when he beckons his finger to me, well, I know that I know the dimension of me. This is a little song by a writer named Gregory Alan Isakoff. And, oh good, two people know him. Well, I found the song, as I've told countless hundreds, that maybe thousands. But I found the song accidentally on the YouTube, and YouTube can find it because you just go to the YouTube and endure, you know, other commercials about whatever. It's always like some scenario. I don't know. Like two people are talking, or some game where like this broad and like this gown and all these guys dressed like Thor are all around her. Did you ever see that one? What are they talking about? Anyway, if you go there and look it up. It's a song called The Staple Song. I don't know the writer, but thank you, Gregory, for writing it. Remember when our songs were just like prayers? Like gospel hymns come from the air. Come down, sweet reverence, into my simple house and rain. Ring like silver, ring
and a drink and a bath in the stable.
Jimmy was the producer of our record Easter, and throughout the entire recording, he nagged and nagged me to write lyrics to this music, and at the last minute I did. It's a long story. I won't, you know, I spent too much time on David Tennant, so I can't really tell it. But I read the words for my boyfriend, and his name is Fred Sonic Smith. And Fred, you'll always be my boyfriend.
Understand, desire is hunger is
Johnny.
Fingers shy away from me. Voices.
Thank you.
11th and 15 days. That's not so bad. So you might notice when you go out tonight, big full moon. Tomorrow it'll be giant, big full moon. And what else have we got? Oh yeah, I just wanted to let you know I saved them. I wore all the same clothes every single concert. Except I changed my pants tonight. And so, you know, if anybody says it, they can say, Miss Smith wore a loose-fitting blazer. And, they always say, I don't wear blazers, it's a jacket. It's like, who wears blazers? Yeah, I'm Mrs. also. Sorry. Anyway, I'm just... this is our last concert, and then I'm off for some months, so it's nice to have... I think tomorrow is William Burroughs' birthday, so good William, a good thought. So that's all, and now back to our concert.
Thank you.
hereditary. I'd like to read a poem by Sylvia Plath. It's called The Eye Mote. Blameless as daylight, I stood looking at a field of horses, spent, manes blown, tails streaming against the green backdrop of sycamores. Sun was striking white chapel pinnacles over the roof, holding the horses, the clouds, the leaves, steadily rooted, though they were all flowing away to the left like reeds in a sea. When the splinter flew in and stuck my eye, needling the dark, then I was seeing a melding of shapes in a hot rain, horses warped on the alternating green, outlandish as double-humped camels or unicorns, grazing at the margins of a bad monochrome, beasts of oasis, a better time, abrading my lid, the small grain burns, red cinder around which I myself, horses, planets, and spires revolve. Neither tears nor the easing flush of eye baths can unseat the speck. It sticks, and it has stuck a week. I wear the present itch for flesh, blind to what will be and what was. I dream that I am Oedipus. What I want back is what I was before the bed, before the knife, before the brooch pin and the salve fixed me in this parenthesis. Horses fluent in the wind, a place, a time gone out of mind. The boy was in the hallway. From another end of the hallway, a rhythm was generating. Johnny looked down a long corridor, as deep and shit-ridden as his own soul. He looked down the corridor. The end of the hallway, a rhythm is generating, a rhythm he had felt so many times before. Dark, agitating, full of love, full of woe, full of future, full of nothing. Johnny! You're in that! Thank you.